الحمد لله الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My most respected ulama, qurra, elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah Rabbul Izzat, through His infinite mercy, raham, and benevolence, grace and mercy that Allah Pak has shown us so much and so many days of this beautiful month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, if we have to put our head into sajda and make shukr to Allah Pak for every second that He's bestowed us in this beautiful month, we will not be able to make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat for the favors that He has bestowed us and for have given us this beautiful month of Ramadan and has given us so many beautiful months of Ramadan. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make this month of Ramadan in our life the best Ramadan in our life. Because every year we aspire and we want every year to be better in our life. And we want every year to be more valuable, like a businessman. A businessman, after he does his stock take, and then he does his yearly financials, so every year he wants his business to prosper, and every year he wants his business to show more profits, where I can cut down, tighten up the loose ends, bring some costs down, where I can increase my profits and my turnover, I can buy more stock, I can capitalize with good deals. So he looks for the bargain. So this month of Ramadan, Allah has given us, is the greatest bargain of our life. Subhanallah. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'een, Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them and told them that had you only known the month of Ramadan, then you would have wished the entire year would be Ramadan. Subhanallah. We are very sad also to leave this Mubarak month, but we are happy that it's Allah Ta'ala's commands and Allah Ta'ala instructed us to rejoice on the day of Eid as well. Allah Ta'ala instructed us to be happy with our families. Allah Pak instructed us to celebrate Eid. Allah Pak instructed us to keep this fast for this beautiful month of Ramadan. And this is our iman that comes to the fore. This is our iman which is in the crevice and the hearts and the veins of every mu'min with the slightest iman. We can see the biggest sinner also in this beautiful month of Ramadan, he will have some khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his iman will dictate to him, I cannot eat openly, I cannot eat outside, I cannot smoke outside, I cannot do what I did out of the month of Ramadan, I cannot do it in the month of Ramadan. This is what our iman dictates. This is, alhamdulillah, the spark of our iman. which we thank Allah Rabbul Izzat of this, for this beautiful month. Such a beautiful month, as we said, Sahaba wished. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them they would wish that the entire year would be Ramadan. So much of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, so much of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. The forgiveness is pouring, the rahmat is pouring down in this beautiful month. We may not understand, but we can perceive the closeness and the proximity of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala automatically in this month. Alhamdulillah. Soon as the moon of Ramadan is sighted, Alhamdulillah, the masajid are full. Everything is switched off. Even they put the TV in the parda too. Alhamdulillah. That means TV is closed. Why? This month is for Allah. That is the respect, Alhamdulillah, that this month deserves. We take out our Quran Sharifs. Some of us will dust it also. I'm taking out my Quran Sharif after 11 months, 1 year. Wa na'udhu billah. Allah protect us and save us. So the Quran Sharif comes out too, Alhamdulillah. So this beautiful month of Ramadan, this Quran-e-Majid that Allah Ta'ala gave us, the greatest gift on earth after our Iman, our Islam, our Deen, after Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is our Quran Sharif. After our Iman, our Islam, our Deen, our Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest gift that Allah Ta'ala gave us is the Quran-e-Majid. Why is this the Quran-e-Majid the greatest gift? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that He has sent the Quran-e-Majid as a hidayat, as a means of hidayat for mankind, for us to draw from the khazana and the unlimited treasures of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The Quran-e-Majid, even if we don't understand what we are reading, automatically you're still getting the benefit. The other day somebody sent me a voice note where one person is arguing, wa na'udhu billah, because of the lack of his knowledge, that what's the purpose of reading the Quran, so-called intellectual person by the way, if we don't understand what we are reading. So we tell him that if you got a beloved who's maybe of another origin, or another nationality, or she's your wife, and she's singing for you in her language, won't you get carried away because that's your beloved? And won't it have an effect on you? So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is our beloved. Allah Ta'ala gave us this manual, 30 juz, as a complete way of life. The ahkam, the laws of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a letter from the beloved to the lover. When a person reads his WhatsApp message from his beloved, he'll read it 10 times. He'll check the hearts out. He'll check the emojis. He'll say, ish, so poetic, so lovely, so beautiful, because that's his beloved. Allah Ta'ala is our beloved. That is why we are fasting. Alhamdulillah. We are keeping this roza. We are respecting this month. We coming for Taraweeh Salah. We're reading our Fajr Salah with Jama'at, because Imanu wa Ihtisaba, the Hadith Sharif says it, Man Sama Imanu wa Ihtisaba, the one who reads and makes and keeps these rozas, Iman is the shart, Iman is the condition. That's why we got, Alhamdulillah, we make shukr that Allah Ta'ala gave us Iman. Imanu wa Ihtisaba, hoping for reward. We are anticipating reward. We are hoping for the reward from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is a mu'min. Al-Imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. What is Iman? Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam summed up, what is Iman? Iman is fear, fearing the punishment of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, fearing the wrath of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, fearing the azab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, fearing the displeasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Wal-raja, hoping for Allah Rabbul Izzat's maghfirat and rahmat and Allah Ta'ala's complete forgiveness and grace and mercy and entry into Jannah. What is the purpose of this beautiful month of Ramadan? لعلكم تتقون كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون so that we may attain piety. Allah Ta'ala don't need our roza. Allah Ta'ala don't even need us. If the entire mankind say they want to make kufr and disbelieve, that will not change the grandeur and the status and the magnificence and the kibriya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the slightest bit. We make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Rabbul Izzat blessed us with this beautiful month, this beautiful Qur'an Majeed that was revealed in this beautiful month. Unzila fihi al-Qur'an hudan linnas, as a hidayat for mankind. So whether we understand what we are reading or we do not understand what we are reading, automatically we will be affected. Our Ustad used to tell us that even if a person in the dead of the night by mistake in turning karwat and by mistake he just said Allah, that Allah he said in his sleep also, that don't go wasted, he's rewarded for that too. Subhanallah. So Allah Rabbul Izzat's Kalam, just last night we were mentioning the benefits of Surah Yasin. The Quran Majeed has so many benefits. Not only to be taken out when somebody passes away. Not to be taken out only when somebody is dying. Not to be taken out only when we need something from Allah Ta'ala. The Quran Majeed, Hayatuna, should be a daily part and parcel of our life. Start our day off with Surah Yasin. Our day will be made easy according to the Hadith Sharif. That means who commences his day with Surah Yasin, Allah Rabbul Izzat fulfill his needs for that day. So many needs are fulfilled. The Quran Majeed, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله به حسنة. There's one hasana for every harf that a person reads from the Quran Majeed. فالحسنة بعشر أمثالها. And the hasana, each hasana has the reward of 10 of its likeness. لا أقول ألف لام ميم حرف. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, I'm not saying that ألف لام ميم on its own, the three letter word is one حرف. ألف حرف ولام حرف وميم حرف. Every letter is با بركت. Every letter is بركت والي. Every letter earns us a hasana, and every hasana is 10 of its likes. That means 10 folds and 10 rewards for every harf. And in this beautiful month of Ramadan, everything is multiplied. Wallahu yudha'ifu limay yasha. Everything is multiplied. Brother told me the other day, Morana, so much barakat in Ramadan, I never ate so much samosas before. So much barakat, I never have so much halim. So much barakat in Ramadan, I never have so much milkshake whole 11 years. He said, so nice if Ramadan whole year. I said, Sahaba said that because of the reward. Sahaba said that because of the proximity and the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We saying that because we can check the apa, he's taking out all the stocks from the freezer. So much samosa, so much of halim, so much of all the savories. Alhamdulillah. But this beautiful month is just going away. But we got few nights left and few days left. We got tonight 28, 29. Allah knows best whether there's a 30th night. So there's one more flight. According to the words of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali, we got one more flight left. Last night was the 27th. Then now we got the 29th night of Laylatul Qadr. What is the purpose of Laylatul Qadr? To connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the purpose of Ramadan? To connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this beautiful month of Ramadan? To put our spiritual hearts, to put our spiritual hearts into the workshop of Allah Rabbul Izzat's tarbiyah, tazkiyah and islah. We all of us know how deep in the water we are with regards to our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers at the back, come we inside inshallah. Come inside brothers, come. Come forward, come towards the closer to the masjid. The sawab is more to the front. Brothers at the back, come, get up, come forward. Come forward brothers, come. Come, Riyaz, come. Everybody come forward. Don't sit by the entrance. Come, brothers, come forward. The closer we sit to the front, to the first saf, there's more reward, inshallah. Then the words of Quran and the words of Hadith will penetrate our hearts. We sit closer to the front. How the people, you know, when they go to the shows and everything, they want to sit right by the stage in the front. Come closer, brothers. So, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful month. We should make this month a turning point in our life. Many, many awliya, many people who became saints, they became awliya and pious saints of Allah Ta'ala because of this beautiful month of Ramadan. Because of this beautiful month of Ramadan, they perceived the closeness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the rahmat, the mercy, the grace, the benevolence, the maghfirah. We don't have to worry. We all must have hope. We just read the hadith sharif now. Al-Imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. That Iman is between fearing the punishment and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala and hoping for the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It's written in Riyadh al-Saliheen. At the time, during the time of Bani Israel, there was a person. He killed 99 people. And killing a person is a very grave sin, a very great sin. He killed 99 people. And it was warning him that I killed 99 people wrongfully. So he went by an abid, a pious person who was a worshipper, ordinary person sitting in the masjid, and asked him, is there a way out for me? I killed 99 people. That person told him, you killed 99 people. Very big sin, very grave sin. Allah will never forgive you. And you're going straight to Jahannam. This person said, why I must get left out? Hashim Amla can't only make 100. He killed him too. He killed him also. So he made it 100. This person had that in him to kill. 100 people he killed. Then he went by an alim. He went by a learned person. That is why we learn from this also. We should go to the learned person. To the learned people. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Go to the learned ones who got the Shariat, who studied and who know what is Sharia, who studied Quran and Hadith. Not anybody from TikTok and Tom, Dick and Harry who goes onto TikTok and tells you that there's no zakat on gold and this and that. Wa na'udhu billah. There's too much of fitna out there. There's too much of fitna out there. The Hadith Sharif tells us that we should watch and see from who we take our knowledge. Because knowledge is sacred. Al-ilmu nurum min ilahi. Knowledge is the nur from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's divine. It's from Quran. It's from Hadith. Will you take anything from anybody? Any advice? You need a bypass? Will you go to see a plumber? No. We'll go to the qualified people. Qualified doctors. So when it comes to our health, we're very particular with to who we go. But when it comes to our deen, then we want to take from anybody and everybody. And spoil our deen. Wa na'udhu billah. Allah protect us. The system of the kuffar and the yahood and the Zionist and their system is to water down our deen slowly, slowly. To water it down, to dilute our deen. Wa na'udhu billah. Allah protect us and save us. That's why Allah Ta'ala told us in the Quran Majeed, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'a wa la tafarraqu. That hold steadfast on two, together, all of you all together, wa'tasimu i'tasama ya'tasimu i'tisaman, means to hold steadfast, like how you'll hold for your life. Bihablillah, with the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And muhaddiseen, mufassireen mention what is here mentioned regarding the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the Qur'an Majeed. Bihablillahi jami'a awwal. The Qur'an and the Sunnah. The rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said, we need to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our rope to connect ourselves to Allah ta'ala, to save us from the onslaughts of shaitan and all the people who are there to snatch away our iman and to weaken our iman. Al-imanu yazidu wa yanqus. Iman increases and iman decreases. With the recitation of Quran-i-Majeed, iman increases. Alhamdulillah. With the obedience of Allah Ta'ala to adopt taqwa, like how we in this Mubarak month. Alhamdulillah, automatically, everybody is a buzurg. Everybody is a buzurg. What is halal? Allah gave us the tawfiq to stay away in this month of Ramadan. Halal, khana, peena, biwi. So we all got the ability. The weakest mu'min is keeping the roza. The biggest gunegar is keeping the roza. Alhamdulillah. That is our spark of our iman. So we should never lose hope. We got the ability. Allah has given us the capability to stay away from haram. So this beautiful month of Ramadan, the firm resolution that you and I can make, no matter what a great sinner I may be, but Allah Rabb, inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfira. We must have hope and don't make anybody despondent and lose hope that, hey, your gunas are too much, you're not going to get forgiven. Allah Ta'ala forgave that person who killed 100 people, we were on that story. So that alim told him, go to a certain place, there's a person in a certain village, and he will show you who's alim also, and abid also, and ashik also. And he will show you how to earn your forgiveness, and what amaliyat to do, and what zikrs to do, and what tawbah to do, and how to earn Allah Rabbul Izzat's maghfirah. On the way to en route, Malak al-Maut meets this person and takes away his ruh and got him in the waiting room. Now the farishtas of rahmat came, then the farishtas of azab came, and they having it out, we want to take him and put him and destine him for jannat, and we want to take him and we want to enter him into jahannam. They having it out. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent a hakam, an arbitrator, a third angel, to now sort this argument out between these two angels. Okay, who's going to have his soul and what is going to be the destiny of this person who killed 100 people unjustly? Allah Rabbul Izzat told this angel who came as a hakam and to arbitrate this situation, that measure from where he came to where he passed away, and measure from where he passed away to where he was going for maghfirat, whichever side he is closer to, then accordingly the angel of rahmat, maghfirat and mercy will take his soul if he was closer to maghfirat, going towards maghfirat. And if he was closer to from where he was coming, then the angels of azab and punishment will take him. So they measured. There are two narrations in this riwayat. That one says that his body was closer to where he was going. So Allah Rabbul Izzat made his maghfirat, and the angels of rahmat and maghfirat took his soul, and Allah forgave him. And another narration, another riwayat, it's mentioned that his body was closer to where he was coming from, by centimeters or inches or meter or whatever. Allah Rabbul Izzat caused the earth to move and his body to go towards maghfirat. Nothing is impossible. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to forgive. Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi, who was he? He was a drunkard. He was an alcoholic. Brothers, come forward inshallah. Don't sit by the entrance inshallah. Bishr Hafi rahmatullah alayhi, he was a drunkard, an alcoholic with the bottle in his hand all the time. Allah ta'ala made his maghfirat through his own masoom child. In a dream, who passed away in childhood. Then he saw the child in the dream, and the child used to always play with the father and knock the bottle out from his hand. He was barefooted, that's why he was called Bishr Hafi rahmatullah. We'll say a street urchin, a street person sitting on the corner of the street with the bottle in his hand. But he became the wali of the time. Allah forgave him. Allah forgave him through, in a dream also, after his small daughter, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, who used to play with him, and knock the bottle down, and tell Abba, don't drink, don't do that, don't do that. So when she passed away in her infancy, in her childhood, he was affected a lot, and one day he had a dream. And in the dream also, she's saying, I am gone now, Abba. I am gone, but I want you to stop this habit. I want you to stop this habit because Allah loves you. He got up from his dream. He made tawbah. He kicked the habit and he became the wali of the time. Allahu Akbar. What do we learn from this waqiyah? We learn that we cannot look down upon the greatest sinner. As long as he got that spark of iman in his heart. Inna rabbaka wasi'ul maghfirah. Allah is ever there and always there to forgive us. To forgive our sins, to make our maghfirat, to make our tawbah, to bring us closer to Him. And this was the purpose and is the purpose of this beautiful month of Ramadan. To make our life better for the future. To make our life better for our akhirat. Why take all our baggage and go to the qabr? Why take our sins and go to the qabr? Full load of sins. All we need to do is make istighfar. Astaghfirullah min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. I seek and ask Allah Rabbul Izzat for forgiveness and pardon from every sin of mine. And I make sincere tawbah and repentance where I will not go back to my sins. This is the highlight and the highlighted part. I will not go back to my guna. This is the sign of acceptance of our tawbah and our istighfar and our Ramadan is there where we don't go back to our gambling. We don't go back to our drugs. We don't go back to our womanizing. We do not go back to our theft. We do not go back to our corruption and deception and fraud. We are the Muslim Ummah of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best Quran, the best Kitab, the best of night, Laylatul Qadr, reveal, the best of months, upon the best of heart. Sarkare du'alam Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we got everything of the best. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'aruf wa tanhawna 'anil munkar. We are the best of ummat, taken out for the hidayat of mankind, taken out for the islah of mankind, where we should change on a start changing our lives and bring ourselves closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What example are we setting for our youth? What examples are we setting for our children who are going to be our future leaders and going to be our imams and going to be our musallis in the masjid? Allah only don't want us to fear Him in the month of Ramadan. Allah don't want us only to fear Him and come for salah in the month of Ramadan to the masjid. Allah Pak wants us to fill the masjid up like this on a Friday every day. My dear brothers, it is the same Allah that is in the balance of the 11 months that is in the month of Ramadan. This month is just for us to polish up, to fine tune, to get our line and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order and to exert ourselves in dua, in ibadat, in tilawat, increasing our taqwa, putting our vehicles, our spiritual vehicles in the workshop to change our oil, change our filter, change our brake pads, and get our engines running for the balance of the 11 months of the year, where my iman will tell me my 5 daily salah in the masjid, in the first saf, is compulsory for me to come to the masjid and read my salah for the balance of the 11 months of the year. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed the sahaba, go out there and collect firewood. And if had I not feared for the children and the women folk of the house, I would have commanded you to collect firewood and burn the houses of those who are reading the salah in the house without any valid excuse. We should not only turn to Allah Ta'ala in the time of need. We should turn to Allah Ta'ala in prosperity and adversity. Allah Ta'ala loves the person who turns to Him in the time of good times and in the time of bad times. So when things are going hunky-dory and everything is going our way, we should be more grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah ta'ala for all His favors and make shukr to Allah ta'ala. And the least we can do for showing our gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being obedient to Allah ta'ala as all time. And when we slip and fall, make tawbah, make istighfar, turn to Allah ta'ala. I have erred, I have wronged, zalamna anfusana. The dua of Adam alayhi salam, wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. My dear brothers, a humble plea is our youth. Our youth, we know out there what direction they are in, what places they are frequenting. We know what it was 10, 20 years ago. And we know what it is now, wa na'udhu billah. Our youth, our future. Look at the youth of Palestine. Look at the youth of Gaza. How they're giving their lives for the deen. They're giving their blood for the protection of their land and the masajid and what belongs to them. We cry, we make dua for them. And today our youth, we can't come for Fajr Salah. We can't come to the masjid. We live down the road. One brother asked me the other day, young brother, Maulana, do I have to read salah? What are we teaching our children at home? What we are giving them? Blocking the driveway, BN51YNZN. BN51YNZN. Please remove your car. BN51YNZN. Please remove your car. You're blocking somebody. So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the month of resolution. This is the month of resolution to get our contact with Allah Ta'ala. For 1 hour we got no network, we got no contact with the network, our WhatsApp is off, our email is off, or everything is off, how parishan we get. Allah Ta'ala is asking us to read our 5 daily salah, with jama'at, in the masjid. And the difference between a person with iman and without iman is tarikus salah. The one who misses his salah, the one who leaves out his salah, and the one who without any valid reason. So this beautiful month of Ramadan, few moments left, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, He forgive our shortcomings, He make us better Muslims, He make this the best Ramadan of our life, He grants us Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala connect us with Him. We don't know whether we'll see another Ramadan, my dear friends and brothers. So many young brothers left this world, so many people left this world who were with us before Ramadan, now they're not here. Allah Ta'ala make our maghfirat. Allah Ta'ala bless us with this taqwa and this Allah consciousness in our heart throughout our life. And Hazrat Maulana Imam al-Hasan Sahib, Nawarallahu marqadahu, what did he say? He said, the person who leaves his life out of the month of Ramadan for the balance of the 11 months of the year, and he leads his life like that, how he led his life in the month of Ramadan, then maut will come to him like the moon of Eid. Allahu Akbar. The moon of Eid, everybody is happy, rejoicing, celebrating. So if we lead our life like how we led our life in Ramadan, fill the masajid. And the day the Zionists and the Yahud and the Nasara will fear us, the day our Fajr Salah is full like our Jumu'ah Salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and guide us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.